Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Clyde. Taz and the Moose with you. Big fans. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
To be on the show.
You got it, Clyde. How you doing? How's everything going? All right?
Well, if it's any better, it'd be a complete setup.
Hey, I like that line, Clyde. I got to steal that line from you, buddy. That's a good one.
Oh, thank you. Well, the big three is off and rolling.
Yeah, off and rolling. Tell us a little bit about year two of the big three, Clyde.
Well, the big three is a series of four games, and it's a 10-week season in the summer. So it's professional three-on-three basketball, the best in the world. We got stars like Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, Chauncey Billups. We got Jason Maxfield. We got, and they're coached by Hall of Fame coaches like Julius Erving, Rick Barry, Gary Payton, George Iceman Gervin, Nancy Lieberman. And so we got more Hall of Fame coaches and more all-star players in the Big Three than any other summer league or any other professional league in the summer.
Now, what do you think growing pains as an organization, year one to year two, in terms of the product and grasp and what the basketball fan wants, Clyde? What do you think the Big Three learned after year one?
That's a great question. Growing pains. Everywhere we went last season, I was a head coach last year, we were sold out. People are willing and can't wait to see the Big Three because it's really competitive. It's a tremendous product. Every game is better than the next game. And instead of getting one game, you get four games. Every Friday we go from city to city, right? And so you see all these great players and coaches. It's like a festival.
I think we lost Clyde.
I think we just lost Clyde.
The Big Three.
Oh, there
so
you go.
We feature a four-point line. We the shot clock is 14 seconds. And remember, it's three-on-three half court.
Three-on-three half court.
So the growing pains. Well, just to continue to do what we're doing, improve the fan and the player experience, grow the game. We've gotten a lot of offers to participate in different countries, and we're trying to figure out how exactly we're going to do that. And now, since three-on-three is an Olympic sport, it's widely popular. You know, our games are broadcast live on Fox every Friday night around 6 or 7 p.m., and we're broadcasting over about 50 countries.
That's amazing.
So it's a popular game.
Well, yeah, so that it sounds extremely successful. Congrats on that, Clyde. It sounds like a lot of fun, actually, too. So if we could segue to today's game, we'd love to get your thoughts on obviously some of the headlines that a lot of folks are talking about with the NBA during the offseason. As you know, it's riveting during the offseason, right? So Warriors, Golden State, right? So they had Boogie Cousins. What do you think of this? Does this bother you? You like it? You don't like it? What's your thoughts on that, Clyde?
Well, if he wanted to join the Warriors for less money, that's his choice. You can't penalize the franchises that are making great decisions. The people that should be penalized are the teams that are bad year in and year out. Why can't you do something?
Right.
I get that. Understand. I guess you look at it. You think a league when you look at the NBA, Clyde, a league that is very, very top heavy is a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I just stated it. You cannot penalize the franchises that are making good decisions. Remember, in the 80s, it was Showtime Lakers with all of the number one draft picks playing together at one time. You had Worthy, Kareem, Magic. McAdoo, Michael Thompson, five number one picks on the same team at the same time. And you wonder why they were dominant. And the Celtics, when they had Mikael, Bird, Parrish, all those guys were Hall of Famers at the same time playing at a high level. You wonder why they were dominant. When the Pistons had a good run, seven straight Eastern Conference Finals, they had all these good players. And so franchises that make good decisions should reap the benefits.
Yeah, no, can't argue with that, Clyde. So let me ask you, You know, you're speaking of, if you speak about if you had to compare the game when you were playing and how physical the game was and how the difference of today, like just a comparison. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's game compared to your day.
Well, today's game is still a very good game. Remember, from the Big Three, all of our guys come from the NBA. To be a participant in the Big Three, you have to have competed in the NBA.
Right.
And so it's all family. And so the games are still good in the NBA. They're not as physical. It's not fair to really compare the eras because it's apples and oranges.
Mm.
But it's still a good product. It's not as physical, but it's, you know, the guys play hard. There are different ways that you have to be effective in today's game as opposed to when we played. But if you want good old-school physical basketball, that's why you should come see the Big Three.
The Big Three sounds like some – you guys get physical, too?
Oh, absolutely. We allow hand-checking.
Wow.
We allow post-play. You know, those old-school things that in 303 you got to have. Because you got to – in 303, you can't hide. You know, you got to play defense, and then you got to be able to make a move offensively. Otherwise, they're not going to guard you.
Right.
And then, you know, co-founders, Ice Cube, Jeff Kortnitz, our board, Amy Trash, chairman of the board, Mark Garagos, attorney on record. We got a great think tank with the Big Three, great leadership, and the future is extremely bright.
Clyde, it's great news about the Big Three. It's fantastic. I'm curious in terms of when you look at today's game in the NBA, Michael and LeBron, I know you can't compare eras. What about players? Clyde, if you were drafting a team, picking a team, who would you start with, Michael or LeBron?
Well, that's a great question. Now, you know, I can't answer that question without boosting up one guy and demeaning the other. So I'm going to say I love them both, and I hate to compare players. They're both great players. You wouldn't go wrong if you had
right. Either
one of them. But if you had Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell in that group at 21, you wouldn't be wrong either.
No, again, you wouldn't be wrong. I mean, is it an insult if you're the second greatest player to ever play the sport? It's not the biggest day. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here, Clyde, in terms of Michael and LeBron.
You're never going to get a consensus number one player, trust me.
That's fair.
Actually, the most consensus you're going to have is a guy like Chamberlain, who averaged 50 points, 25 rebounds. They changed rules to combat him. No one else, I don't think, is in that stratosphere. Will Chamberlain was a man among men. And the other guys, I mean, who was better than Julius Erving? Who's to say who was better? Who was better than Larry Bird? Who was better than Magic? It's hard for me to say somebody was better. Who's better than Michael? Who's better than LeBron? Come on.
Right. They're all great in their own realm, their own world, I should say.
Exactly. Who was better than Elgin Baylor?
Right.
It's just Oscar Robertson. Those guys are just phenomenal players.
Hey, Clyde, what about, so again, back to talking about today, right? So do you think it's an issue for the NBA that, you know, especially now with LeBron going to the Lakers, there's, you know, a big narrative of, hey, the West is super strong because of Golden State's success, obviously, and the powerhouse, the dynasty, and where the East is a little bit, you know, well, not as strong. Do you think that's an issue for basketball?
I think it is an issue because why? Because it's been going on for too long.
Right.
The East hadn't been strong since the Pistons were winning year after year. That was the last time you had a little bit of parity. But the East has to have more teams that can compete on a high level night to night. You can't have a bunch of yummy bears, whereas the Western Conference, you got about 10, 12 good teams who are really competing, and the teams that come in the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th spot would be playoff contenders in the East. That can't continue to happen.
No, it can't, but how do you change it? How do you rectify that, Clyde?
Well, teams in the East have got to make better player personnel decisions.
No, it's true. You're right. It better developmental decisions, better that. But if I'm also one of these NBA superstars and NBA players that hit free agency, Clyde, I'd also try and go East as well because the path to the NBA Finals is a lot easier than out West.
Well, you know, it's every player wants to win. But most players, if they have a family, got a wife, they got kids, they're thinking about, is it a good place to live? Do they have great schools? Is the weather good? I mean, there are a few more intangibles that you have to think about.
How much of a decision for LeBron going to Los Angeles do you think it was about family and not necessarily about championships?
Well, I think it was 100% about family. And post-career moves, he's going to be in Hollywood, so he'll have a footing. He can just stay there. I mean, he bought a $30 million home last year in L.A., and so he was looking in schools for his kids all year. So it's no secret that he signed with the Lakers.
Yeah, no doubt. So what's up next for the Big Three? You guys are just rocking and rolling, eh?
Well, Friday, come check us out. We're going to, you know, all four teams play every Friday night. So you get to see every player in the Big Three compete. You get to see all the coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, and the games are fierce and wildly competitive. It is a show like none other. You will enjoy it, and I will see you there.
All right, Clyde, final one from me. If we take in the prime Clyde Drexler in today's day NBA with no hand checking, lack of physicality, wide open floor, what kind of show would Clyde the Glide put on?
Oh, let me just tell you, I would never shoot a jump shot. Why? They couldn't stop me from going to the basket.
They really couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really couldn't. I mean, they couldn't stop you when you had a guy on your hand checking and a double teamer. Now, you can't touch me? Oh, my goodness. It's open season.
You're going to the
rack. Every big guy will get in foul trouble because you just go to the rim, elevate, run into him, hang, and lay it in. It's like, the big guys would have 3 or 4 fouls in the first 4 or 5 minutes.
Clyde, do you miss it? Do you miss your playing days?
No, I enjoyed it. The guys playing today are tremendous. I'm not like one of those old school guys who's a hater.
Right.
I love the game. It's still being played at a very high level, and I love watching it.
And you know what, Clyde, I got to tell you before, it's cool to hear. You could just tell. I never met you. Moose has never met you. But we could just hear your voice, your passion for the game.
Yeah.
It's a really nice thing for a legend like yourself to hear that. That's really cool, man.
Oh, thank you, guys. You know, if you love the game, you love the game. And that's why the Big Three is for hoopsters. You got to play somewhere. But professional three-on-three, and you get to see guys like Nate Stoudemire, Amari Stoudemire, Baron Davis, Meta World Peace. And these guys are still very competitive. Why? Because they just left the NBA. This is not old man's basketball. These guys can hoop.
Check it out. Big Three on Fox. Clyde Drexler, Hall of Famer. We appreciate the time, Clyde. All the best, all right? And we'll do it again real soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Taz. I enjoyed it. Y'all be good.
You got it.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.